Millions Raised for Ex-Marine's Legal Defense. By John Friend. As anarcho-tyranny continues its sinister descent on America, replacing the objective observance of the rule of law and accountability, patriots have rallied to support one of its most recent victims. The concept of anarcho-tyranny, developed by the late American columnist and writer Sam Francis, is best characterized by the government's refusal to punish criminals and hold them accountable for their actions, while instead punishing law-abiding citizens, oftentimes under the flimsiest of circumstances. Those Americans unfortunate enough to live in major metropolitan areas under the thumb of Soros-backed prosecutors, which, sadly, is most modern cities, will fully recognize the concept of anarcho-tyranny as it is demonstrated day after day. Productive, law-abiding citizens are often prosecuted by politically motivated, left-wing prosecutors, while miscreants, lowlifes, and outright criminals, many of whom come from minority or otherwise oppressed backgrounds, are treated with kid's gloves as their degenerate, criminal actions are excused or even justified. Take the case of Daniel Penny, a white 24-year-old college student and decorated Marine veteran from West Islip, New York, a suburban town in Suffolk County on Long Island. Penny served as a Marine Corps infantry squad leader and an instructor in water survival while serving from 2017 to 2021. On May 1, Penny was aboard the F train in Lower Manhattan, one of numerous subway lines in the New York City metropolitan area fraught with the dangers and risks associated with living in an urban environment in contemporary America, encounters with mentally unstable vagrants, petty criminals, and other deranged miscreants who are all too often allowed to operate freely and unimpeded in public spaces. While on board the train, Penny and numerous other passengers were confronted by a 30-year-old black homeless man with a lengthy criminal record and history of drug abuse and violence named Jordan Neely. Neely had been acting erratically, threatening other passengers, throwing trash at travelers, and generally causing fear and alarm among those on the train. According to witnesses, Neely was heard shouting, "I'm ready to go back to jail," and "I'll hurt anyone on this train," while intimidating and threatening fellow subway riders. Neely was acting so erratic and reckless that multiple passengers decided to restrain him in fear for their safety. Penny played a key role, subduing Neely with a submission hold in order to detain him and take him to the ground while police were called. Video of the incident show at least two other passengers assisting Penny in subduing Neely, all expressing concern for the deranged man and demanding police be summoned immediately. Neely ultimately fell unconscious and eventually died following the altercation. The city medical examiner has ruled the cause of death as a homicide, and more details regarding Neely's mental and physical health are expected in coming weeks. According to reports, Neely had 42 prior arrests dating from 2013 until 2021. Four of his prior arrests were for assault, with the remaining stemming from transit fraud and criminal trespass. When he died, Neely had an outstanding warrant for punching a 67-year-old woman in the face in Manhattan, breaking her nose and fracturing bones around her eye. Neely was homeless and even made New York City's top 50 list of homeless people in need of assistance and treatment from social workers. He had been hospitalized numerous times, both voluntarily and involuntarily, and reportedly used K2, a powerful synthetic form of marijuana that often causes mental health problems. Four of his assault charges were for punching people, including two punching incidents on the subway. Following his death, numerous New Yorkers took to social media to describe their previous encounters with Neely after recognizing him in photos. "This man, Neely, jumped on me, grabbed my shoulders, and pushed me towards the tracks, at this very same station," one person on the social media site Reddit explained. "I was able to run away, but he got physical and chased other people standing on the platform before getting on an uptown train." Yet another commenter explained that they saw Neely throwing around a city bike and yelling about how he was going to kill people. Clearly, Neely was an unstable, dangerous individual who should have never been allowed to roam the streets of New York threatening, intimidating, and attacking others. For restraining Neely, Penny has been charged with second-degree manslaughter by New York prosecutors, which, if found guilty, could land him in prison for 15 years. Penny turned himself into authorities recently, posted bail, and has hired a defense attorney to fight the charges. Given the racial dynamics involved, left-wing and black activists immediately attempted to paint the incident as racially charged. Penny spoke to reporters recently, saying the encounter with Neely had nothing to do with race and that he judges a person based on their character. "I'm not a white supremacist," Penny explained. "Everybody who's ever met me can tell you, I love all people, I love all cultures. You can tell by my past and all my travels and adventures around the world. I was actually planning a road trip through Africa before this happened." As AFP goes to press, Penny's legal defense fund has raised over $2.79 million, including several major contributions by public figures such as singer Kid Rock, alternative media personality Tim Pool, and GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. "Mr. Penny is a hero," Kid Rock commented when making his $5,000 donation to Penny's fund. Alvin Bragg is a piece of expletive deleted. Bragg is the far-left Soros-backed New York prosecutor whose office brought charges against Penny. "The support Penny has received demonstrates more and more Americans are fed up with the far-left, politically motivated prosecutors excusing criminals while persecuting patriots like Penny."